When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards, so any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards, because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
Hello and welcome along to 21st Century Football. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Our regular panel of guests will chat about the player's career, their honours, and a couple of incredible stats. On this episode, we're talking about one of the finest strikers in the game, but also a very controversial figure. It's Luis Suarez.
Worth saying, he might be the best volleyer of a ball, certainly of the 21st century.
He was sort of like someone dying in Neighbours. It was quite emotional.
Like, that front line is just disgusting.
Sound right, boy.
I'm Will Brazier. On today's show, we have Statman Dave. How are you, Dave?
I'm very good, thank you, William.
Are you looking forward for this one?
Well, Suarez is an interesting player, put it like that.
Yes, lots to talk about, isn't that right? Stephen Tries.
Yes, very true. He was, incredible. Arguably one of the best players, if not the best, I've ever seen play live. But he has a history.
There's lots to talk about, and let's get into it. We kick off every episode like we always do, and I've got up the Wikipedia just to refresh your memories. So let's kick it off. Luis Alberto Suarez Díaz was born on the 24th of January 1987 and is a Uruguayan professional footballer, widely regarded as one of the best players of his generation. This has come up a few times in people's Wikipedia pages, so I don't know if it's...
They just hand that out.
But do you think Suarez's team don't win his Wikipedia page?
No, I think he was. Well, he is one of the best players of the 21st century.
I find really, sorry, weird tangent, but Wikipedia pages, I was weirdly doing some research on Oxford United striker Sam Winnell, who'd scored two goals.
He's the next episode.
Right. He'd scored two goals the day before.
Luis Suarez's birthday?
And on his Wikipedia page, that had already been updated.
What?
And I'm thinking, who's updating that?
Yeah, that is niche.
Do you know what I mean? Dave, you love your niche.
Some jobs worth at Oxford.
I do, commit to Wikipedia. There's nothing wrong with it, Will.
Suarez has won 19 trophies in his career, including 6 league titles, and a UEFA Champions League title at club level and a Copa America with Uruguay. At international, Suarez is Uruguay's all-time leading goal scorer and has represented his nation on three editions of the FIFA World Cup. What was your favourite edition of the World Cup?
Probably the latest edition.
Yeah, always the best. Yeah.
Great edition.
And there we have the Suarez Wikipedia introduction. But Dave, what is the first thing you think of when you think of Luis Suarez?
For me, I think it's the goals. Obviously, a controversial figure. Let's get that out straight away. Yeah. But I think when you look at the types of goals he scores, the variation in his finishing, he's got to be up there with one of the best players in recent years of the 21st century. And I think we'll look back after his career's finished, like say 10 years' time, and because we've lived in the controversy, we're always going to remember those moments. But let's say to our kids' generation, when they come and they say, Luis Suarez, what a goal scorer. Look at his record. Look at the goals he scored. The variation, the scissor kicks, the volleys. He is probably the most complete number nine we've seen. In terms of he works incredibly hard off the ball. He's technically fantastic. As I mentioned, can score a variety of goals. But it is that sort of pulling him back in our memories right now, I think.
All of that. Yeah, Stephen, but a bit of a prick as well.
That's true, but you got to look at the other side. I did my research. He won the Ballon d'Or in the 1960s. Luis Suarez did. and you got to think he's still doing it to this day.
Hector Herrera, I never thought his Inter Milan side would be mentioned on this podcast because it's not in the 21st century.
Guys, those
thank
are the rules.
You, Stephen.
Sorry.
He used to play for Barcelona as well. So Luis Suarez is the second Luis Suarez to play for Barcelona.
So true. But yeah, he's an incredible player. The 13-14 season when I think he got the joint record for most goals in the Premier League for
with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, but he only played 33 games because he was serving a little bit of a ban. classic Louis, but he was incredible that season. There's very few players where there's a throw-in on the halfway line and it goes to him and defenders are going to panic because he could nutmeg players from absolutely anywhere. And he wasn't the fastest, but somehow he could just knock it past players and go. He was amazing.
We've seen a lot of Luis Suarez goals.
Yeah.
The Premier League era, the Premier League edition of Luis Suarez. John Ruddy I think features in at least 40% of those. And that is not even me being dramatic, is it?
No. He gave Ruddy hell. Yeah, yeah. Cross that one out on my notes.
But they were absolute screamers.
Yeah, I think they, you know, that's the talent of Luis Suarez. You mentioned the finishes, but it is from range as well, just such a threat. And I think that's made him a difficult player to get to play against because he was so explosive. And the combination with Sturridge that season was just fascinating. Some of the best combination we've seen in the Premier League from a strike force. They got close to the Sutton and Shearer record as well in terms of combinations between a goal scorer and an assister. So you're looking at a player that can kind of do it all, and in the Premier League was the best player for a few seasons.
Love that. Guys, can I kick things off with a quote?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things that made him a bit of a prick was the three biting incidents. But here's a quote from him about those incidents. Look, there's no rules in soccer against biting your opponent. There's not even a rule against eating your opponent. The only rule in soccer is that you can't use your hands. What do we make
but
of that?
But he kind of broke that one against Ghana World Cup.
I mean, that's...
Handball on the line. I think he's probably the ultimate scumbag in football.
Yeah, he runs a fine line between, you know, just hero and villain, even as a Liverpool fan. But I remember that was my first introduction to Luis Suarez. I was supporting Ghana. I think everyone was.
Yeah,
everyone was an underdog, don't they?
And that was, everyone must have hated him that day. And the thing is, they then missed the penalty and he's celebrating. It's like,
that's the worst bit.
At least keep your head down and just a little fist bump, you know, something like that. But no, he's running down the touchline. And that is Luis Suarez win by any means. Barcelona played against Liverpool and he was playing for Barcelona. And then I got to experience what it's like to be a fan of the other team he's playing against. And he's horrible, horrible to play against. Diving, just doing everything to win.
But you did get to beat him 4-0.
Yeah. That's very true. Cheaters don't prosper.
Dave, what I was going to say to you is three bites, three separate occasions, nearly spanning three decades. It's just a bit weird.
Do you think he just needs to have like a bigger pre-match meal? Is that what we're looking at here? You know, Groningen in the Eredivisie, yes, okay, maybe he slipped. And then as it goes down, and then the one against Italy, the Chiellini bite.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
That was ravenous.
Why would you bite Chiellini? Chiellini is the man that I wouldn't bite in football because he looks like he could knock you out.
And Ivanovic as well. Another big man. Apparently the Chiellini one, rumours are he was looking for a way out of Liverpool and that was to force his way out.
Really?
Because they'd warned him about his conduct after the first incident. And then there was obviously the racism problem as well, the ban there, obviously with Patrice Evra, that we can't forget. We got to mention that.
Yeah.
But that is weird if he... That makes him even more of a villain, if that makes sense. Like, he's already, you know, a Joker character, but maybe it pushes him past the Joker and more an evil villain.
Yeah,
in that sense.
Modern day Netflix documentaries where, you know, they build a character profile of someone and...
Inside the mind of a serial killer.
Well, I wouldn't call Luis Suarez a serial killer. But and just to do it three times is just...
Yeah, it's not a fluke at that point. It's something that he's... Yeah. He's
got a gum shield or something. Or maybe like a muzzle.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's, you've got. If you take that into account, you understand why he didn't win the Ballon d'Or. But in 2016, he got the European Golden Boot for the second time, and he was pretty much unplayable for Barcelona. Don't know if they got the treble that year, did they?
I think they won the treble under Luis Enrique, didn't they, with Neymar?
That was an incredible team. They scored in the final.
Steve, I believe you've got a stat for us.
Yeah, probably. Suarez was the fastest Barcelona player to score 100 La Liga goals. Oh,
wham!
Pick that out of the net.
That is pretty incredible when you think of the illustrious sort of players that have played for him.
I mean, they've had Messi, but he was only a kid. He was only a kid at the time. Yeah, we watched his goals. You know, it's worth saying he might be the best volleyer of a ball, certainly of the 21st century.
No, there's a debate.
Look at the amount of goals he scored with his volleys. It seems like it's easier for him to score a volley than it is just normal shot.
Better than Gerrard?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The amount of goals he scored there was just non-stop.
And it was sort of like a falling back volley as well, which is effective.
Yeah, that's his technique. What, overhead kick, half volley, full volley, chest vol. He's so got true. all the combos chest of volume.
And there was a goal he scored for Liverpool. Who was that? Ali Sissoko was the left back. I'm not sure what it was. It looked like a cross, but I think Suarez scored a header from nearly outside the box. It was, you know, he had it all, that lad.
Talking Ali Sissoko, one of the greatest football videos on the internet is Ali Sissoko. Just search it. You'll be absolutely mind blown. It's brilliant.
Not a rude one, is it?
Not a rude one, no. It's just sensational. When you watch it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
I think he may be the worst player I've ever seen live.
Really?
Yeah. And I got to see Suarez and Sissoko, so you know, you get the good and the bad, but yeah.
Dave, would you say he's underrated in terms of on-the-pitch ability?
Yes, 100%. I think he's was overshadowed by Messi at Barca and has been for all the time he's been there. And I think Steven's right in a sense of the Ballon d'Or is never going to come because of his antics. Well, not even his antics, you know, the things we spoke about previously, the biting, the racism. And that's a problem with, you know, with the committee and so forth. But, you know, when we look back on him as a finisher, massively underrated in terms of the quality of finishing. You know, Steven, you brought up the goal against PSG.
Yeah.
What a goal that was.
He just makes it look easy. You know, there's very few players who can do that on, you know, the European Cup stage where they can just toy with defenders. And these are world-class defenders. David Luiz for PSG was a good player. And he's just... And then he puts it in the very top corner. He's got the whole goal to aim for. Most players are just, you know, side-foot it. And he pings it in the top corner.
You're listening to 21st Century Football. We're just going to take a little break and then we'll be back.
Well, it's a quiz. But this time, it's a podcast.
Yes!
With me, Makita Oliver.
I was going to go with that at first, you know, I really was.
I love a quiz.
I'm nervous.
Aww! How many edges does a 20p have?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I'm doing so badly.
We will quiz, we will chat, and then we will repeat. Forever. Just search Quiz Chat Repeat in your podcast app.
This season, Live Score is the only place where you can watch every single UEFA Champions League game for free. That means more goals, more unforgettable drama, more end-to-end action. And whether you're watching on your phone or tablet or casting to your TV, the free Live Score app gives you even more ways to watch. Live Score, the new home of the UEFA Champions League. It's more than a score. Download now on the App Store or Google Play.
When you Betfair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1 to 2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
We've spoken a lot about goals, but obviously he's had some very good strike partners around him. We've mentioned Neymar, Messi, but even at Liverpool, he sort of forged that partnership.
Carroll, yep. Unfortunately, just missed Voronin, but Barini. Oh. No, yeah, he...
Poor old Gerald.
Sturridge, he brought out the best in Sturridge, and he became one of the best players in the Premier League for a season and a bit. He was very good. I think Suarez might have... He got 17 assists one season in the Premier League, so I'd look at that and say it's probably the best season of a striker in the Premier League, for especially the 21st century. Maybe in 30 odd goals and 17 assists. That season we didn't have any European competition, so we just focus on that.
That's the route forward. Neymar, Messi at Barcelona. I mean, it's not bad company to surround yourself with.
No, I think they are the best front three we've seen in a while. I'd probably put them above Benzema, Bale and Ronaldo just because of... When they were at the top, they were really, really at the top. And now Suarez kind of carried Messi in a defensive level. You need players around Messi to do that. And that intensity that Suarez has that does get him into a bit of biting trouble, but also allows Barcelona to play on the front foot. And that allowed Messi to be a bit more relaxed on the counter-attack. That Luis Enrique side was so good, how they attacked in a 4-3-3, defended in a 4-4-2. Rakitic did the running deep. Suarez did the running high for Messi. It allowed Messi just to relax. And I think that the stat that's an interesting one, he's assisted Messi 49 times in all competitions at Barcelona, which is an unbelievable number. And it shows how unselfish he is. As a big thing that we saw with Sturridge as well, how unselfish he was in certain moments, but such a good team player, which is weird to say considering everything else, but he is a really good team player. And it elevated Messi, it elevated Barca, it elevated Neymar, and it elevated the entire side. And without Luis Suarez, a different number nine, would Barca have been so dominant? Probably not.
Well, that comes to the fore as well when Suarez obviously left now to Atletico Madrid, but Messi's statement when he was leaving, it was sort of like the someone dying in Neighbours. It was quite emotional. Do you know what I mean?
I think that just shows the misjudgment of Barcelona at the moment. He's gone to Atletico, they're top of the league. He's virtually got a goal a game there. He's still a very good player. To let them go to a rival, he might win the league now, and it's going to cement his status as, you know, arguably one of the best strikers ever
in the 21st century.
Yeah.
Iconic moment. Where would you go?
I've got to go with the European Cup that we've spoken about, 14-15, to win the treble. Scored the crucial goal in the game. He's alive in the penalty area. Messi strikes it from outside the box. It's 1-1 at that point. He gambles. Simple finish round Buffon, 2-1. That changes the game. Obviously, the Neymar goal comes in like added time. You know, it's a counter-attack from nothing. But Suarez being alive in the penalty area, I think that's one thing that he has always had. He's so sharp in that area. You know, as a Manchester United fan, every single time that Suarez played at Old Trafford, it felt like he'd win a penalty every single game because he's so sharp in and around the box. And at that point, it was Phil Jones and Chris Smalling, not the sharpest defenders. So it's one of these things where he's just so dangerous. I think as a defender, it's similar to what we sort of talk about with Diego Costa. Must be horrible to play against Luis Suarez. Really horrible. And Atletico have both of them for a little bit of time. Like, that front line is just disgusting.
What about you, Steve?
I'd probably say the last time he played against Norwich when he scored 4, I think that was his third hat-trick against them. And it was just ridiculous at that point. You've got to think, how can he just turn it on like that against the team? He was scoring from absolutely everywhere. I think even in one of his celebrations, he puts his hand on his head in shock, like, how's that gone in? Because it's just everything he hits against them was flying in. But that season, I think he went on to Barcelona, played even better. But yeah, in the Premier League, he was just toying with defenders.
Let's move on to the reason why we are here. It's time to rate Luis Suarez.
God, blimey.
Three different categories, not just your average ratings. It's all a bit different on this one. Would you go for a pint with him? Out of 10. Would you go for a pint with Luis Suarez? Stephen tries.
You know what? I think on the pitch, amazing. Off the pitch, I don't know. He's always got that drink with like the.
They all have that. Yeah, one of the metal straw little.
Yeah.
With herbs in it.
I'd probably go for middle of the road 5.
5.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he drinks.
Dave?
I think it would be the pint would be a bit like inside the mind of a lunatic, which would be really interesting. You know, we talk about the craziness, but the goals that he scored, the one that we've not even mentioned, the goal against Mallorca, the back heel that we all watched in 2019, probably one of his last goals for Barcelona. What a goal that was. So a genius, but a flawed genius. So I'm going to give him a 0 out of 10. I would not go for a drink with Luis Suarez.
First 0 I've seen in this podcast.
Needs to sort himself out.
Technically, I gave a 10, so there was a 1 and 0. Will, so let's not lie.
But not for Suarez.
I'm going to give him a 2.
Ooh.
Let's move on to how would they do in your 5-a-side team, Steve?
10.
Do you reckon?
Absolutely. He's made for 5-a-side.
Because he'd bang you against the wall.
Non-stop.
He?
Yeah. Do anything to win, and he can just nutmeg you from anywhere. So yeah, he's perfect.
I think he would do really well because I think in 5-a-side you're probably allowed to bite people. Sometimes.
Well, if you play, you're allowed to bite anytime.
Yeah, it's a very, very good point. There's nothing against eating people. So I think he'd be a danger. The issue at 5-a-side though is somebody would probably knock him out. You know, he sinks his teeth into someone. Someone swings right hook. He's done.
Would you knock him out?
Then that player's sent off. You know.
Well, playing down Power League and Anco, someone is gonna be dealing with him. I'm not gonna be the person, but somebody would. So I'd say there's an issue of Suarez getting knocked out at Power League. So I'm gonna go with a 5.
A 5.
I think he'd be a really good player, but there's gonna be a moment where he snaps. I don't know if he's got it. Someone who destroys him.
I'm gonna go for a 6 because I think there'd be a real issue trying to get the subs off him.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah.
legendary status, Stephen. Obviously, we've spoken about his accolades, his honours, his trophies.
Yeah, I'll give him a 7, take off one for each bite.
Love that, Dave.
You can take off more points.
I'm going to be taking off all 10 points for the incident with Patrice Evra, 0.
Wow. Evra's forgiven him, why haven't you?
Well, I'm going to go for a 4.
Wow.
Don't know why, doesn't really matter. 11. talk amongst yourselves while I do the working out. Luis Suarez scores 40.
Wow.
That's too high for me.
I think that sort of reflects, it's a below average score, on pitch amazing, off field
terrible.
Should have got 45 really.
Just bang average. Luis Suarez, everybody.
Whatever.
And there we have it. The Suarez episode is over. We got to chat about one of the finest strikers of the 21st century.
40 out of 90, finest strikers.
Stephen, I think you know you're a little bit angry about that, but selling Suarez meant that you got Mane, Salah and Firmino.
No, that was Coutinho, I think. Oh no, he was already there. Yeah, good point, Dave.
Thank you, Statman Dave.
How much did he go for?
How much?
Suarez. 65. Could have got more. I think that biting cost us, actually. You got to look at that. That's probably chalked off 15 million. You know, 40 out of 90 is generous.
Thank you, Stephen Tries.
Thank you for having me.
If you'd like another podcast to listen to, please search The Football Book Club, a club where instead of reviewing great literature, they review footballers' autobiography like David Seaman's Safe Hands. Thank you very much for listening and we'll see you next time.
It sound right, boy. Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Red China,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy,
Richard Nixon,
Studebaker,
Television,
North Korea,
South Korea,
Marilyn Monroe.
Casey, wait.
What?
We need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing such a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire. Every episode covers a different person or a different topic expressed by Mr. Joel in his amazing lyric.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's sport, it's science, it's politics, it's the space race, it's the history of the post-war world. It's the reason, Katie, why the world we live in today is as it is.
You can listen and subscribe at all the normal places you get your podcasts, so please join us on this rip-snorting, rock'em-sock'em pop culture adventure with me, Katie Puckrick.
And me, Tom Fordyce. Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
When you bet fair on football, you get daily rewards. So any day can be a big deal. So whether it's a lower league match day, a top flight derby day, or a Champions League superstar showdown day, this week we're doubling our daily rewards. Get a €10 free bet when you bet €20 worth of multiples or bet builders. Double daily rewards because we're Betfair.
Max €10 free bet per day. Each bet must have at least one selection of minimum odds of 1.5 or 1-2 or more. Free bet valid 24 hours on multiples or bet builders. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. Visit gamblingcare.ie.
Sports Social Podcast Network.